This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening. You know that definitely when you're hearing us on air, you know it else but on Cliff Central and 360 Biz. You know, this is a show that brings you all things business. This is a show that brings you subject matter expert. We bring in legislators, we bring in industry regulators and industry champions. Definitely, it is definitely that we bring you every week without fail. If ever you want to get or listen to some of our amazing previous shows that we have, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com, go to Tuesday and podcast. You're able to get all the shows that we have. It's not actually Tuesday, it's Wednesday. And you can definitely download the Cliff Central app every Wednesday. Vanessa, you're confusing me. You know, why am I saying every Wednesday you're downloading the Cliff Central app? You download it once and it's on your phone. You can always definitely catch the show live with us. I've got amazing guests in studio. These gentlemen are actually wearing suits, eh? I thought of putting on my suit today. But hey, I've got a gala dinner later, so I thought, let me save up. But now I come here, I find Lucas, you know, looking all ravishing. And stuff. My brother, how are you, bro?
I'm good, and you, man?
No, good, thanks. So you're looking all ravishing. What's the occasion?
No, I had a shoot to do.
Oh, is it?
No, I had a shoot to do.
Yeah.
For making moves. So yeah, that's what I've been busy with this morning.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Now we've got a gentleman that always looks good. We actually try to look good together. So I don't know whether we're competing or maybe I'm, but we're learning from our elders. So he's a legend. In the branding and advertising space. He is a businessman. He is a man that I respect very much. And that is Chaba, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
No,
thank you very much.
No, good things. You look good for radio, man. You know,
you never know. These days, pictures get to be streamed, so you always have to look good.
Yes. No, definitely. No, but with this one, it's definitely something that we're going to stream. I'm going to shoot right straight to it. My boy, Bulelane Bala, is not in studio yet. Maybe still definitely coming in. Today, we're talking about the growth of entrepreneurship in SA. We know that South Africa is face a country challenges from excessive red tape in having to operate in what is often unfavorable entrepreneurship environment to lack of unnecessary business skills needed to make their business a success. That's why today in studio I'm sitting with a business coach, and I'm sitting definitely, you know what, with a gentleman that as well in the business of growing other businesses, individuals first more than anything, then other businesses. I've got other entrepreneurs that are going to be joining us in studio as the show goes. I mean, the International Monetary Fund this year released its World Economic Outlook in January 2017 report, which focused improvements in both global and sub-Saharan Africa growth to 3.4% and a 2.8% respectively. South Africa's economic activity was expected to rise by 0.8% in 2017, up from 0.3% in 2016. I must say it has really been a bad year. I mean, while locally the South African Reserve Bank and National Treasury predicted a growth of about 1% from South Africa this year. I mean, for me, looking at these numbers, they're actually very low numbers. Whereas, I mean, we've got countries that are growing at a very far rapid rate than the numbers that is being predicted. Knowing the real South African right now, the MBS, the ambitious entrepreneurial spirit that runs through its tributes and flows like a river into the heart of the nation. South Africa has always been an opportunistic, I mean, from JBN Herzog, who founded Naspers, which is now South Africa's largest company and globally the seventh largest internet company to MTN Discovery, and both which can now be found all over the world. We can even highlight the contribution of one of the world's most foremost thinkers and innovations, Elon Musk, the driving force behind SpaceX. And I know last time when I was in the States, in California, he had just launched the new range of, what's this car?
Tesla.
Tesla, yes. Mm. And it's a very it's a beautiful car that I've seen. I don't know when are we having Tesla in South Africa, you know that. But anyway, this is the discussion that we're actually having today. In studio, I'm meant to have Mr. Xolani Gubenga, But I'll definitely introduce him when he is coming back. I'm as well meant to have Professor Ben Anderson from Da Vinci Institute. But I know that right now I've got Mr. Lucas Moloi, who's the founder and chief executive officer of Jantu Group, a young black-owned and managed company with interest in property, entertainment, consulting, and etc. He's also previously worked with Umsobomvu Youth Fund as the quality manager, Eskom as a quality advisor, and assisted 12 of the 42 public FET colleges to be ISO certified, and worked with SBDA technology program in assisting SMEs with quality management. I know definitely at this point in time as well, he's also a business coach for Making Moves on SABC1. Mr. Lucas, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, and you, sir?
No, good, thanks. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us briefly who you are and what is it that you do in the company?
Yeah, let's try pass greetings to your listeners and that. Largely, Lucas, really an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur. I've been opening, starting businesses, selling them off, and starting again. Have seen myself or bankrupted myself 3 times and came back building businesses and that.
Yeah.
So I've got a t-shirt, fits, I wear it with pride. You know, so that's really what I do.
Okay.
At the moment, I have been playing a role of a business coach and a mentor to a couple of entrepreneurs for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just also now went into a technology space.
Okay.
If you go back, you'd remember that you know, I'm glad that I'm sitting in the studio of an online radio station.
Yeah.
You'd remember also I happen to be also the pioneer of online radio station in the country.
I remember Yantu Radio, and I wanted to work for you at some point, eh?
You know, so I opened the second online radio station in the country at that stage, and it brings me joy to see technology taking the route that it's taking in the country at the moment. So yeah, it is exciting times, and it's a space that you know, if entrepreneurs don't get into that space,
yeah,
they are really in the space that's dying. You know, a friend of mine, Roche, always says, you know, you either revolve in business or that business is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we find ourselves at the moment. The revolution has changed. Now it's a digital revolution stage. If the business does not build artificial intelligence in it, we know that probably the business does not have a future. So South Africa, it's getting to that space. A bit disappointing at the moment as well, I'd say, you know, during the Global Entrepreneurship Week that we're celebrating at the moment, you're seeing activities in South Africa very low when we come to global entrepreneurship. But again, you see countries like Rwanda, countries like Kenya,
mm-hmm,
doing much better than we are in the technology space, paying less than what we are paying on technology and data and that.
Yeah.
It's things that are really pulling South Africa back when it comes to the stage where we really need to up our game. We've got better infrastructure than many countries,
mm-hmm,
in Africa, but we're not utilizing that. We're not maximizing the opportunities that we have at the moment. Yeah, and that's worrying.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, you're raising a very valid point in regards to that. But let me not be ahead of myself. Let me take this opportunity to welcome that this is Chaba. Mutsienwa. I mean, this is a Sotho man.
No, I'm Mahonte straight up.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, the way you spell the same name,
mm-hmm,
the way you speak, the way you are, it will just tell who one is. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. That is Chaba. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do. I know you've done amazing stuff. You've spearheaded the likes of McDonald's South Africa, you know, and you've worked for agencies like Magna, and you've been on the board for the longest time for the likes of Da Vinci. But obviously, I think you can better introduce yourself and tell us a bit about what you do.
Yeah, I guess maybe let me start with where I find myself today, and then I'll go backwards.
Okay, not a problem.
And I remember a time when I was presenting in a board meeting,
mm-hmm,
and I used the metaphor of being at a coal face. And at that time, the person who was sitting on the other table said, "You Sichaba, you're not qualified to talk about the coal face because you have never been a miner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an appreciation of what that feels like, the dust and the heat. So until you have had that experience, please stay away from that metaphor.
Okay.
So I'll circle back and go back to that person and tell them that now I have joined a business that is working in the coal space, which is local coal. And it's a young black-owned business.
Okay.
And given the experience that I've had in corporate, where we are now, it's just making sure that we put in the corporate structures to help us with the execution of what we do.
Okay.
So I can now proudly say I've been at a cold phase. You are right in that the experience that I have in business has been in marketing, corporate affairs, HR, pretty much also running the total business, which has had given me an opportunity to see businesses at the beginning, in the middle, and also businesses that are about to be retired because they didn't do what you said earlier about being able to ready to go through the revolution and then they die. And how do you then make them die peacefully, quickly? And during this time, I've used academia to pretty much drive the thinking that I have on what is current, what is driving business.
Okay.
And I sit in a space where I have a good appreciation that the management of technology, the management of innovation, the management of people, and the management of systems, which is a Da Vinci trademarked TIPS model, does give businesses the competitive advantage in being able to be sustainable. And that's the approach that I also take in any business engagement, no matter the size of the business, to be able to make sure that as a country we have businesses that are sustainable, businesses that are competitive, because without those, then we may find that we waste our human resources in the main.
So now you're here with us in your capacity with Da Vinci.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us quickly what is Da Vinci and what are they on about?
Yeah, so the Da Vinci Institute is a private-owned provider of higher education. That's just about 12 years old. Just to make a distinction between how it approaches learning and academia is that it's what we call a mode to university versus the mode one. So a typical university looks at the professors and the lecturers as the centers of knowledge, and everybody comes through to them and then they dispense of the knowledge and then you leave there more knowledgeable. A mode to university comes to you and says, what is your big work-based challenge? And based on that, work with you to resolve the challenge with very sound academic rigor behind, so that in the end, it is about you being central to the whole learning process and the learning journey. And the academic part supports that, so that at the end of it, you not only have solved and showed return on investment in the process, but you are able then to build a sustainable way of approaching challenges and problems differently. And as private providers of a higher education, we operate in a space where we are also able to complement what the public institutions are doing. So we do see ourselves playing that bigger role of ensuring that the human capital in the country is not only utilized optimally, but it does allow the human capital also to truly say 1 + 1 is whatever number, it's not two.
Okay.
And that's the space that the Da Vinci Institute plays in.
I know that one of the most favorite offering I think that you guys do is innovation management. I mean, Lucas, have you heard people teach innovation? I mean, me and you are entrepreneurs, it's our nature to innovate.
To innovate,
and
yeah.
When they teach it.
You know, as a matter of interest in that, I don't know why they say I'm probably a sucker for academic punishment. I actually enrolled for the PhD program in at Da Vinci.
You're kidding me?
Yeah, in innovation. so I am one of the people that enrolled for it this year.
Okay.
And my interest was really to see to go through it and understand what is the management of innovation. As an entrepreneur, I've been innovating throughout all my entrepreneurial life. I'm sitting here now at the moment from that space of innovation, where we have also innovated an app for entrepreneurship and that.
Okay.
So, you know, it's nice to sit here and that. Unlike many students at Da Vinci and that are only registered on the course.
Have they accepted I'm you sitting. For the course?
Oh no, they did. I have been accepted for the course. I was supposed to start with the group now. So yeah, we've done the first group of research and that. So yeah, it's right on the ball.
Let me know how that goes.
I don't know if I'll finish it. You know, after my last PhD, I saw it myself that I would never get into an academic program again. I find myself in it again, so hopefully I'll finish. You know, the approach for me has seemed to be very hands-on, very something that is interesting to an entrepreneur.
Mm.
As an entrepreneur, that if something takes long and I don't see a goal ahead, I drop off. But it has seemed to be very exciting, taking time and that. So yeah, I'm quite sure I will finish and I'll bring you feedback.
I know, looking forward to it. Let me take this opportunity to welcome my boy Bulelane. But how are you, Fana?
Man, I'm doing very good. Very, 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 very good. Those great days.
I see you wearing a suit, my man. Are you trying to compliment these gentlemen?
No, man, I'm wearing a suit because I knew the guests that are coming in studio. Oh, the gentleman wearing the t-shirt. No, man, I'm very happy to be here today. It's an interesting time. I mean, we've got the big event happening, and prepping for that has been interesting and also humbling.
Mm-mm.
I can safely tell you that learning, I can reconfirm that you never stop learning.
Yeah, I know.
Learning new things. I think today I was at my mercy because I had to apply for JOC, and I've never done it my whole entire life. So that humbled me 3 days before the event.
What do you mean apply for JOC?
The JOC. Because we're hosting the minister, there's supposed to be ambulances.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah. And I knew, and I found out like on Friday. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to learn more about innovation and what these amazing guests do, and how can I use them to benefit the township economy.
Oh, okay, no, definitely.
I would just like to interrupt and say glad we can host the minister today without an ambulance requirement. Working with the wrong department.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe that is the voice of Miss Professor Ben Anderson. Ben, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome to all the people. We are curious about making the economy work in a different way, and believing that it's probably captured for some reason still in many individuals' minds. And I don't think we are doing enough as individuals to cooperatively break through that so-called glass ceiling and change the economics, the socio-economic dynamics in the country.
There you go again. So, okay, guys, you know Ben is not new to the show. So, Ben, we've always had him here. Ben, you'll have him for 5 minutes, then he'll start having a conversation that will provoke you to start having him for 20, 30 minutes or an hour. Ben, we're talking about, you know, the growth of entrepreneurship in SA. So, you know, Sichaba had just actually taken us what is Da Vinci about and whatever. But now the more interesting or exciting thing that one of the things that you are here today, it's the TITIC 100 Awards. You know, I mean, Ben, we've got a lot of these awards going around, you know. What's different about yours? Maybe start telling us about what is TITIC 100 Awards, and then tell us what is different about them.
Well, I think maybe TITIC 100 has got no intent to be different. Maybe that's why it's working for its 26th year. 26th year. Sure. And this year we are proud to announce that we had 136 interesting corporate and companies from emerging medium, small to large. And ultimately we had 379 categories entries, of which we, through an adjudication process, selected 91 finalists. And tonight we will be awarding 31 winners. I think what is of significance in the TITIC 100 is that it's a awards program that's underpinned by a certain managerial leadership framework. And the underpinnings of the TT100 program is appreciating the importance of how you manage your technology.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just buy stuff and more cell phones and more gadgets, but how do you integrate them? And how do you integrate the technology with the way you manage your innovation, okay, and how you manage your people? So the base on which the TT100 is built on is three key principles. How agile are you? How aligned are you to the realities,
mm-hmm,
and how engaged are you?
Okay. You, speaking about the engagement, Chaba, let me bring you in on this one. You've been in the business of advertising, and at some point, you were part of the board for Marketing Association of South Africa.
Still
and all
am.
Of the, oh, still am.
Yeah, I'm still chairman of MASA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's fine. So you see, Chief, you're sitting with chairmen here and CEOs. Eh?
I am the chairperson of the South African Quality Institute. So we're leaving you behind.
No, Tseko, I must be the chairman of your company. So I mean, you've been in the business of taking out brands. You've been in the business of provoking thoughts and a whole lot of things that comes with it. Do you understand? Right now, Ben has just raised an interesting issue of awareness. Do you understand? So how aware is the culture of entrepreneurship in South Africa, though?
It is. There is an awareness, but I guess where, just because there's an awareness does not necessarily mean there's a common understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
At the superficial level, you find people opting out of business to say they're going to start their own businesses,
okay,
and immediately calling themselves entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm,
versus just individuals that are running businesses or doing businesses, because there's a particular type of individual and a particular approach that one needs to have an appreciation of starting something of no value, creating value,
okay,
and then, as Lucas said, selling it with value at the end of it.
Mm.
So I'll say there's an awareness, but the detailed understanding of what it takes to be an entrepreneur is something that is possibly a little bit lacking. We don't help it by not even incentivizing entrepreneurs appropriately,
mm-hmm,
whether it's with tax rebates, whether it's just making sure that there's a process and a way of encouraging people that do have the entrepreneurial flair,
okay,
that can create opportunities and create value that does not necessarily even exist in the economy,
mm-hmm,
to really occupy that particular space. So maybe if there's a more holistic understanding of what entrepreneurship can do, we'll quickly see that there are a lot of people that are calling themselves entrepreneurs are just misses people that should actually be running businesses versus being at the forefront, at the headwind,
mm,
to be able to actually start businesses and make something out of them.
Hmm.
But I would like to challenge the job a bit on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, take me on.
If we look at...
more like doesn't he challenge? He challenges everyone.
Socioeconomic context where entrepreneurs are thriving, those are often the worst of socioeconomic realities. So in my mind, I think the entrepreneurs are people, like maybe us sitting around the table, who amidst problematic contexts and circumstances make things work. I'm almost sometimes worried that we're constantly lobbying for additional support to entrepreneurs.
Hmm.
I actually think when things are tough, the entrepreneurs will really emerge.
Yes.
If you look at a society like Germany, mm-hmm, post-war,
mm-hmm,
it developed a huge entrepreneurial flair. There was nothing. If you look like a country like India,
okay,
where there are problematic socioeconomic realities,
mm-hmm,
there's a huge growth in entrepreneurial activity. So I would support it if Sachaba says, well, let's take hands with other entrepreneurs globally,
mm-hmm,
in other emerging economies and developed economies, and let's grow that entrepreneurial engagement. But I'm not necessarily advocating for making it better and easier and more accessible. We've done that for the last 24 years, mm, to the amount of billions. I don't see the benefit of that.
I think in support of that what we have been able to do with assistance programs for entrepreneurship, what we have been able to do, we've been able to attract people who are not entrepreneur into an entrepreneurial space because of the opportunities and benefits that are there for entrepreneurs. So the more hand you lend to entrepreneurs and that, the more of the people that are not really entrepreneurs you're going to start getting coming to the front because there is that opportunity for that. Real entrepreneurs emerge where there's nothing. You know, as I was saying to you earlier on, that when I started my very first business and that, it was not because I did not have a job. I quit my job that was paying very well because it was not solving the problems that I saw in the in the community. So I left so that I could be the solver of those problems. And I bankrupted myself 3 times in the process. And every time I went bankrupt, I started again and built a multi-million rent business because it was important to solve those problems for me. So the minute we start, the minute government starts incentivizing too much or giving too much to entrepreneurs and that, we start attracting the quality of entrepreneurs that we find in the country at the moment.
So let me come to Mulelan.
Here's my thing. Do we then, in the effort of trying to sift out the good and the bad, do we then exclude a culture of entrepreneurship? Because I think for me, you know, when I look at the township context, which is where we do a lot of entrepreneurial engagement, you see a lot of people with great idea, but the idea of an entrepreneur or a businessman is far-fetched. That is why a lot of people refrain from dreaming or pushing their ideas to a whole new level. But I think I understand the context that the true entrepreneurs are going to show up. But I think that what I'm trying to allude to, and what the 2% I picked up from the gentleman, is the culture must be there and a certain level of support must be there, because I think that the frustration comes as a result of, so I'm apart from the fact that I've been an entrepreneur for as long as I have, I'm still sitting here today and I don't know where the office of the small business what agency is.
I think for me,
do you know?
Yeah, no, I don't. But you know, Bulena, the reason I was coming to you, I was saying Ben spoke of entrepreneurship engagement, you know, Lucas spoke of handouts and stuff. So right now you are in the business of giving those engagement. This weekend you're having an event where you entertaining those engagements. Do you understand? And not only that, you're also presenting the opportunities that Lucas is presenting. Aren't you bringing problems onto the entrepreneurship space?
I don't necessarily think so, because I think, like I said before, I mean, the context of where I am right now in terms of the entrepreneurship space, we have overlooked government and corporate and whatever, and we have decided of ourselves as township entrepreneurs to create platforms of engagement with regards to entrepreneurial development, so that people do not fail heart in entrepreneurship in the sight of there is no real opportunities, when they actually see other people around them actually breaking through the ceiling without any support. It goes back to, I think, to what the two gentlemen were saying, that the true entrepreneurs are going to come out either way.
Because we must differentiate between what is an entrepreneur and what's a merchant.
Correct.
I think we can have many merchants.
Okay.
My mom was a merchant. She took us through school, but a merchant is not somebody who's got a bigger idea of enterpriseness.
Correct.
So they don't employ people. They can't break 1 + 1 = 2.
Okay.
They can't make 1 + 1 = something else. They just go to another level and to another level. Does the economy need them? Surely they need them. We need millions of merchants.
Okay.
But the entrepreneurs are the people who create the new economic wave.
Correct.
And embrace the new stuff. I mean, we talk about the Googles, we talk about the Ubers, we talk about the Airbnbs. Those are people that we have got the capacity with in our own society. We see them at the Institute. And I'm saying we need much more of those.
Correct.
But that's why I still go back to my point to say, I don't agree or subscribe to the notion that it needs to be hard to move into the entrepreneurial space, as in don't get any support, because true entrepreneurs emerge when it's hard. All the successful economies create a culture that gives you the ground from which then you are able then to to move into that particular space. Like anything else, everybody shows up at the Olympics having trained the best, but somebody is still going to win the gold, somebody's going to still win the silver. We are a nation of just over 54 million people. We need everybody to be given the opportunity to want to test this space, this unknown space. And the few that will emerge because we attracted enough people to create a big base from which we can then have the ones that go through. If we make it hard and say start with nothing, people are going to default back to good paying jobs, what is happening at the moment, and will not have more coming through to that particular space.
I think for me, the thing is, what is it that we are giving? So at this moment, what do we need largely in the space of entrepreneurship in South Africa, or entrepreneurship development? It's quality education, training, development of entrepreneurship, and we're not getting there.
You're raising an important issue there, Lucas. Let me bring it to Ben. Ben, right now, we know what you're doing with the institute, as far as what you're giving in the space. What are you giving with these awards?
Well, with the awards, we're giving recognition to people and acknowledging them amongst their peers on how they're already performing in being agile, aligned, and engaged. And in last year, we started by running a program for 22 of those participants to participate in a formal qualification on business management. Now, interesting enough, there were five designers that were part of that group this year.
Okay.
One of them have participated in the TT100 program, and he doesn't know it yet, but he's one of the finalists tonight.
Okay.
So he's somebody who was not involved. He was almost working on his own, but having gone through a meaningful education experience, he expanded himself.
Okay.
The result was he participated in the program, he became a finalist, but he also got some venture capitalists investing in his company. Why? Because he put himself out there and embraced what he needs to do to become a true businessman.
Okay, let's speak about these categories. What are these categories? What are
the categories are: how do you manage your technology?
Okay.
And how do you manage your innovation process? How do you manage your people processes? How do you focus on sustainability? And then there's a new category where people have the opportunity to forward innovative concepts.
Okay.
These must be concepts that's been in the market for at least a year. And we are awarding winners also in those categories. So what we hope will happen after tonight, there are 12 finalists in the category for innovative concepts. We will introduce them to potential investors to take that innovative concept to a next level.
So is that part of the winnings, though?
Well, part of the winnings is that they will be exposed to that.
Is it?
Yeah, so and we hope, because remember, that's the first year we're doing that category.
Okay.
So what we hope will happen next year is that we will, over time, if not next year, but over time, get the support of venture capitalists that would say, look, I like the way you did this product. I want to take this forward.
Okay.
But so this time, it's a real product with somebody who's got real focus on understanding business.
Okay, so now some of the people that are involved. Let's talk about some of the brands. That are involved in terms of making this possible.
Well, the major sponsors over time over the last 26 years was the Department of Science and Technology.
Okay.
Eskom has been a great supporter. PwC has been a great supporter. Then we also have some media partners. But I think Eskom and PwC and the Da Vinci Institute itself, as well as the Department of Science and Technology, has been the biggest supporter over time.
But you have good brands. I'm a businessman. I want money. Why aren't you not giving money? Bulelan, don't you want money?
I definitely want money.
Why aren't you not giving us money then?
Well, you see, I'm going to go back to Sir Charles's point. Maybe I'm not interested to give you money. Even having to decide, we still have a decision out today whether we actually want to consider making an announcement that the Institute is going to become an investor in one of these concepts because we're considering it.
Okay, Lucas, Ben is talking about innovative concept. You decide from wherever tree you come from, or you will design an app for entrepreneurs. Do you want to quickly tell us about that?
Look, for me, it came from many years of mentoring entrepreneurs and that. And I looked and said, what are the challenges and the problems that entrepreneurs have been coming with and battling with?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the birth of the Biz Champ. Now, why the Biz Champ? You know, we wanted, throughout the industry, Lucas' name started fading and everybody started using the champ. But we went back and said, now we're talking about championing business, and this is what the app was meant to do.
Okay.
So said, let's take the questions, the challenges, and everything that an entrepreneur battles with when they start the business or when they want to grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take all that and put it in an app that someone would be able to have it on their hand and say, I'm running a business in the township. I need to send an invoice. I don't have an invoice software. I don't have this and that. All these things are things that are available at the moment, but where do I find them? And we said, download the BizChamp,
mm-hmm.
click on the BizChamp and say, I need to send an invoice. You click on the BizChamp and it takes you to the space where you are able to register, send in invoices, and in the background, it does your accounting for you as well. We have made books available on the app where we say, it is the Biz Library, and you go in. I've got the Biz Champ. Here is the library. I open the library. Here is the books that I can read, business books that I can be able to read fully. Mm-hmm. No fee being paid. Nothing being paid. I can read business books and develop myself.
So, is this app for free?
The app is for free.
Where can people download it?
Google Play Store. The app is available there. When they go to the Facebook page, BizChamp, they'd be able to get the link also for iPhones, for Android and all that. But what the app has done has taken all the things that are necessary that we need to run our business, from registering the business
mm-hmm.
to seeing this business scaling, to information about all the regions in the world, being in Africa and that, the business information about that, I would like to go into that market. What's the market like? And we've went in and gotten the research to be able to make that available. Documents there, people can download, can read things online and that, and be able really to build their businesses. Mm-hmm. The focus really for me, it was to give people an opportunity to coaching and that without restraints of getting out of their offices. Mm-hmm. I understood that one of the biggest things that entrepreneurs battle with is time. You know, the only commodity that we all have to sell is time.
Mm.
And we're sitting and saying, you need a session with a business coach.
Okay.
You go on to the BizChamp mm-hmm. and you can book a session with a coach. You go to the BizChamp, you can be able to ask an entrepreneurship question and get it answered. So that is where really the idea was.
Is it? So, Shichaba, tell me, TTIC 100 Awards, when are the awards taking place?
Tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed.
Is that why you're wearing a suit?
And I'm not invited.
No. This is a work day, everyday type suit. Tonight, you really have to suit it up. I'll be in a tuxedo, proper.
Okay.
And it's a prestigious ceremony where we really want to make sure that we have the guests, we have everybody that are going to be awarded and recognized amongst their peers, feeling that, it's a worthy event. So, yeah, I'll go home and change.
Hmm.
And I think for me, the most exciting thing about tonight is some of the people that are going to be there will not have ever met. As Ben said earlier, this is where the networking happens. Mm. This is where.
But I'm not on that program as the deputy chair. I'm not on that program.
Look, already
you are a guest. You feel my pain.
Already on this platform, you are coming through as one of the people that will be there. But it's the networking for me that also is quite important. That people that are invited tonight that they start networking, and you never know. Anybody with a good idea gets to be met with other good ideas, and then they grow.
Okay, Ben. Somebody is listening, wants to be part of these awards next year. How can they go about?
Well, they simply go to the TT100 website. It's just TT100, www.tt100.co.za.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, Lucas, hopefully the app next year will be part of the awards.
Well, I hope so.
Well, and I want so, because I want to interrupt and say there's already stiff competition, because if he talks apps, it was amazing to see how many apps came from the, I think, from the Soweto region.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah. From entrepreneurs, and I won't give more details, just to say you will hear more about them. So yeah, you will have some competition.
Oh, nice.
Is it?
It's lovely.
Bulelani, you're having an engagement on Saturday. Could you quickly tell us about that?
So I'd like to have attend the awards tonight. Ah. I'd like to be in the VIP section, just to throw it out there.
Bulelani, that makes the two of us. But
we are invading. We are invading.
Did you quickly organize that?
The man with the master plan. No, man. I'm looking forward to the event on Saturday. Obviously, I mean, it's just to engage in a dialogue. Interestingly enough, around innovation. Mm-hmm. You know. Especially around.
But how do you discuss innovation when the innovation expert is sitting next
to us?
So
am I there on Saturday?
Exactly.
Yes. You are definitely there on Saturday. VIP. The ambulance is specifically for the gentleman. Mm,
yeah. I take my invite is still on the mail coming.
No, I'll be hosting you, gentlemen. Definitely. Yeah.
So, okay, tell us the event is Saturday, what time? Where?
So the event is on Saturday, Rabasutu Hall in Tembisa. Mm-hmm. And so we're hosting a lineup of amazing guests. And I think if you go on our timeline, and the name of the initiative is Join Us for Tea, people would be able to pick it up in terms of what's happening on the day. But I think for us, it's just number one, bringing information to the township around business, around entrepreneurship, around innovation. I mean, there's this big hoo-ha around this whole fourth industrial revolution. What is this hoo-ha about? What is this whole thing? You know, these big words are being thrown around. I mean, the evolution, or rather growth of things like your Airbnbs, your Uber. How did those things come about? Or rather, what are those things all about? Because I think that in the township context, you need to start in breaking down what these things actually are before you talk about how big they are, before you even talk about people jumping in. So, I mean, it's a free event. Mm. I mean, everything I do is free.
I want to add a bit to that. Yeah. What I miss sometimes is that people with this energy to become the future business leaders do not necessarily engage across, I almost want to say, across boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I hear you saying about the township entrepreneur, I'm not sure whether I want to be called an entrepreneur of that kind. And even if you say, well, Ben, you come from the suburbs, so you're a suburb entrepreneur. So maybe I want to challenge the notion, how do we get entrepreneurs just to be entrepreneurs and to focus on what is required to start running a business?
You know,
people engage across. So, I mean, let the entrepreneurs create the entrepreneurial lingua.
Hmm. You know what? I think while you're on that issue, let's go to Mr. McLean Sibanda. Mr. McLean, how are you, sir?
Hi, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners as well and to the guests in the studio.
Okay. Mr. McLean, take the opportunity to introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Yeah. So I head up an organization called the Innovation Hub, which is the innovation agency of the Gauteng province. And our business revolves around supporting innovation both in the public sector and the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, entrepreneurship. So we run a range of incubators, specialized incubators in smart industries, green economy, and biosciences. Thirdly, we also run skills development programs in the ICT sector, including software development, in various areas. And then the last part, which is in essence fourth part, is we responsible for the further development of the infrastructure at the Innovation Hub Science Park in Pretoria.
Mr. Sibanda, I'm sitting with CEOs and chairmen here, and your chair is sitting here. You are not here, my brother.
I know, my brother. There's a World Bank meeting that I must be rushing off to again, discussing entrepreneurship during the Global Entrepreneurship Week.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. But we're looking forward to having you in studio soon. Before I actually get to the question that I want to ask you, Mr. Sibanda, can you answer Professor Ben's question to say, how can we develop entrepreneurs? Because I know you are not only in that space of developing entrepreneurs, but innovation and technology itself.
Yeah, so I think, entrepreneurship is more of an attitude, but I think, you know, there's risk. And I think Schrumpeter talks about that you cannot have innovation without the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our take around, entrepreneurship is that there's got to be something new that you're putting onto the market. there's got to be a certain degree of risk. And therefore, how do you develop entrepreneurship is that we've got to create the right conditions for the entrepreneurs to be able to thrive. And those particular conditions are quite varied, and I've been listening to some of the guests there. They include regulatory environment, the funding landscape, the provision of business and other mentorship support. It includes provision of infrastructure for them to be able to get to minimum viable products or prototypes. But I think most importantly is how do we actually develop markets for the entrepreneurs? Because if there are no markets, they will not be able to make money. Of course, I mean, entrepreneurship is not necessarily about making money. Entrepreneurship is about solving, you know, big problems. That's how we look at it, that if you're solving a problem, the markets will be there. And so we need to also look quite carefully in terms of what are the bottlenecks within the marketplace that make it difficult for the entrepreneurs to be able to access their customers in the market.
Mm. So then can you tell us quickly about the GAP Innovation Awards that you're hosting tonight? Tomorrow, sorry.
Yeah, so this is the sixth edition of what we call the Gauteng Accelerator Program, which is a series of innovation entrepreneurship awards. So every year we go out into the Gauteng ecosystem and we look for the top innovations in ICT, green economy, biosciences, medical, and last year we introduced a new category in terms of township relevant innovations. And tomorrow we celebrate the finalists and indeed the winners of the GAP competition. Total prize money of $2 million. We've partnered with the Technology Innovation Agency, Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia in the U.S., as well as the Gauteng Enterprise Propeller. And the winners obviously get prize money, and the prize money is largely seed funding for them to be able to develop their ideas further. In addition to that, they then qualify for a year's incubation in our incubation program. And I mean, that year's incubation is valued at close to about 250,000 rand a year.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know what, Mr. Simon, I'm actually going to arrange you to have lunch with Professor Ben Anderson so that you teach him how to give money. You see? Yeah, as part of the awards. But maybe quickly, do you want to quickly tell us, so there's somebody that is listening, maybe that wants to be part of the awards next year. Where can they go about entering these awards?
So every year, so with the biosciences one, it's a much longer process. It's a year long. So around about February, March, we go out on our website, which is www.theinnovationhub.com. We normally post out and we also use social media, Facebook, Twitter, InnovHub, InnovHub. And we then look for the submissions. So anyone that is interested must follow us on Twitter, must check on our website as well. And they have to have an idea and a solution that solves, you know, a particular problem. Ideally, we're looking for solutions that are at more or less proof of concept so that it takes about a year to then develop them and get to market as quickly as possible.
No, definitely. No, Mr. Sibanda, thanks a lot for that information. I'm hoping that after the awards, we'll get to have you in studio with some of these winners. We'll get to have Da Vinci as well with some of the TITIC 100 Awards winners as well. Let's just have winners in studio and let's talk about some of these innovative businesses and what they do.
Yeah, certainly. And congratulations to Da Vinci for the TITIC 100 Awards, which are really important in terms of celebrating entrepreneurs. And I think that's one thing that we don't do that well. We need to actually celebrate the entrepreneurs, not only the ones that succeed, by the way. I think we need to also celebrate the ones that fail and ask the question, what did we learn?
No, definitely. Bulelan, do you have something?
No, definitely. How are you, Mr. Sibanda?
I'm good, thanks very much.
Good, sir. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, where's my invite?
No, we got the
where's
invite.
We got
the invite. We're going to the awards tomorrow. The only people, the only person that doesn't have an invite, it's Ben. But we're gonna bring him an invite.
Innovation Hub forgot me again on those awards. After mentoring so many of their entrepreneurs.
No. Send me an email or a text afterwards. We'll make sure that we invite you for tomorrow.
No, I'm kidding, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I can say that the Innovation Hub is invited to the TT100.
Or is it? Oh, okay. Mr. Svanda, are you attending tonight?
No, today I'm actually off to Cape Town because we have an engagement with the World Bank. We've been partnering with them, and there's a discussion on how do we strengthen the innovation and technology ecosystem in South Africa.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. No, let me not keep you then. Thanks a lot for your time. We'll be seeing you tomorrow, and I'll arrange that lunch that we have with Ben, and we take it from there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much.
No, definitely. It is the CEO of the Innovation Hub, Mr. Mehlen Sibanda, who's also having the awards today. I think, Chaba, let's host our awards, Linda Luene. Don't you think? I mean, everyone seems to be having an award. It's me, you, and Lucas that don't have awards. Lucas, who's worse, doesn't have all the invites. Lucas, do you know how many galas I'm attending this week alone?
Maybe it's because I don't understand. I don't attend when people invite me.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah. Maybe they have decided, you know what, leave him out.
Is it?
I think there was a point that was made there to say, let's not forget that when we do awards, that along the way there were many more entrepreneurs that were engaged.
Okay.
And how do we make sure that we capture those lessons learned and share them, even at the awards ceremony, around what people learn along the way. And while we share that, we then give an opportunity to the winners to also connect with the people that are not attending the awards, but that would like to be part of the award ceremony in the years afterwards.
And what is positive to me is even in this year in the TT100, there are finalists that have gone through the Innovation Hub process.
Okay. Oh, is it? So... Yeah. No, definitely. So the only thing that we need to do is to get them to connect, to download the app.
Okay. Oh yes.
So
definitely.
So let's afterwards. You must make something happen so that, you see everything we educate them and engage them. Then from the when you empower them in terms of the app.
Yes.
Then from the Da Vinci.
Then we award them.
Then we award them. No, definitely. No, but gentlemen, I think more than anything, let me take this opportunity to appreciate each and every one of you. Some of us, I mean, started with the likes of Bulelani from very bad, situation. We never thought that we'd be entrepreneurs. And right now we are in the heart and in the core of entrepreneurship in our country. And right now our platform is exactly for this purpose, to be able to have entrepreneurship engagements and have real conversations around entrepreneurship. Don't think, Hori, you know what, we actually having you now and this is the last. This is actually the beginning. I remember the very first show that I had, we had Ben. Remember Ben on the very first show, and from then you could imagine how much the show has grown to actually have these engagements. He's now become part of the furniture. That's why he can come here wearing t-shirts. It's okay. You know, but more than anything, what I want to say is that go out there, keep on doing the amazing work that you're doing out there with entrepreneurship. Same goes for you, Bulelani, in regards to Saturday. You'll be surprised at the amount of difference that you're making in individuals' lives. You know that entrepreneurship is the one thing that can really change the core of our country. So one thing, as we're closing off the show, we always close off the show in style. I want a 30-second word of inspiration to somebody that is listening out there, to say they are probably on the verge of giving up. What would you say to that person today? Let's start with you, Lucas.
Look, for me, I'll shortly say, keep your eye on the ball. And then just understand that failure is part of the process of getting to that success. Without that failure, you are not going to learn the lessons that you need to learn for that business. And when you get to that success, you would not be able to appreciate it, and you would not be able to make it what it is because those challenges were not there. They prepare us. They are needed in that. And then in entrepreneurship, and that you are going to meet that. Mm-hmm. I've never met any entrepreneurship that had a smooth road. So if you're having a smooth sailing, worry. you need to worry, what is it that I'm not doing right? Okay. Because if you don't fail enough, you are not going to learn anything. You need to fail enough so that you can learn enough to be able to build your business.
Okay, quickly, website address for people that want to get hold of you?
www.lucasmoloi.com.
Okay. Ben, 30 seconds word of inspiration.
Two things are important, I believe, as an entrepreneur myself: trust and engagement. If you are engaged with society, you will know what to do. And if you know what to do, you must trust what you want to do.
Then website address, DaVinci?
www.davinci.ac.za.
Okay, then the awards once more, website address?
www.tt100.co.za.
Definitely. 30 second word of inspiration, sir?
I guess you said if there's somebody out there that's just about to give up, what do you what can we say to them? I'll say that which you are doing, if you need to give it up and start something else. In basketball, we say it is the baskets that you don't take that you miss. But you have a chance to take 5 shots, chances are one will go through. So fail quickly and start something else and fall forward. And the only person that you can really trust in this journey is yourself. And you are in competition with yourself first before in competition with everybody else. Just keep going forward.
Nice. But then, word of closure for Saturday?
Get things done. Okay. 18 November.
And for people that want more information?
My social media page, I think that would be the easiest. Or go to @joinusfortea on Instagram and Twitter. Or my Instagram page and Twitter account, Bulelani Bala.
Bala. Okay. Yeah. Thank you a lot, gentlemen. Hopefully, we're going to have you again definitely next year. I know we've got a couple of exciting stuff. That is lined up when we're having much more entertainment and business discussion. Thank you once more for coming to the show.
Thank you for the platform.
No, definitely.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.